And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is legends. Each of my guests is discussing a legend of one kind or another. My next guest is a rocket scientist who's interested in space exploration and extraterrestrial intelligence. We'll discuss his findings from extensive interviews with qualified people about UFOs and alternative energy sources that will propel us into deep space. And if you have questions or if you want to talk to my guest, you can always call us at 639-0008. T.L. Keller's lifelong interest has been space exploration and extraterrestrial intelligence. T.L. is the director of 2FS LLC, and he is an author. He's an aerospace engineer and a graduate of the School of Engineering at the University of California at Los Angeles. He received a Master's in Business Administration degree from the University of California at Berkeley and a Master's of Science degree from Management Science from the University of Southern California. T.L. was a computer systems analyst at NASA's Jet Propulsion Labs in Pasadena, and he developed a computer system for the management of resources used on both the Mariner and Viking and Voyager missions. Joining us from Palm Springs, California. Hi, Tom. How are you today?
Good morning. Just fine, thank you.
Well, thanks for being our guest. I'm doing terrific. I couldn't be better. We're having a fun day here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Now, the last time you were on the show, and thank you for being a returning guest, but the last time you were on, you described a comment that you overheard at a conference by a man by the name of Ben Rich.
Yes.
This was back in 1993 about an alternative fuel source that will replace fossil fuels. So tell the story again and tell me why you believe the story to be true.
Well, first of all, Ben Rich was the former president of Lockheed Martin Skunk Works. They're located in the Antelope Valley, specifically Palmdale, California. Now, the lecture was intended as sort of a brief history of Lockheed and Lockheed Martin. And there were about 150 individuals there by invitation, and consisted of Air Force blue suiters.
Yes.
In other words, they were in uniform.
Military guys, right?
Yeah. And journalists, members of academia, and in fact, a few representatives from the CIA. Now, when he first started out, he started presenting a series of slides from Lockheed's history. And then he said, if you can imagine it, Lockheed Martin has done it. Now, that's quite a statement. And when I was very young, about 10 years old, I grew up on science fiction films and science fiction books. And in fact, beginning at age 10, I've always been interested in space travel and specifically the possibility that we might have been visited by beings from beyond Earth. Well, when he said, if you can imagine it, Lockheed Martin has done it, I can imagine all kinds of things that he might be talking about because, you know, it wasn't clear. Then he continued on for a while, and then he said basically, how do we get to the stars? And no one answered his question, and so he answered himself. Well, he said, we're not going to get to the stars by using rockets and chemical propellants. The distances are just, you know, too far.
Right.
And I think everyone agreed with that. He then continued on with a few more slides, and two more times he repeated, if you can imagine it, Lockheed Martin has done it.
It almost sounds like a marketing slogan at this point, but go on, Tom.
Well, what you need to know is that Ben Rich had cancer. And he died within 2 years after this lecture.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then he said, which startled everybody, he said, Lockheed Martin now has the technology to go to the stars.
That is an amazing statement, Tom.
Yes, it is.
I mean, that must have quieted the room, just like it quieted us.
You could hear a pin drop, as they say. Then he continued on with a few more slides. And his final slide, believe this or not, was an artist's illustration of a flying disc, a flying saucer, if you will.
Hmm.
And he said, you never know what Lockheed Martin might be working on next. Well, there were a number of questions and answers, and then finally the presentation was over. And the individual that invited me to the lecture followed Mr. Rich to the exit door of the meeting room. And they were just the two of them. And my friend said, Mr. Rich, how do UFOs work? And Ben Rich said, well, let me ask you, how does ESP work? And my friend said, well, in my opinion, everything in space and time is connected. And Ben Rich said, that's how UFOs work.
All right.
And he walked out the door.
All right, rather cryptic answer, though. I mean, when you stop and think about it, Tom.
Not in my opinion.
All right, how so?
Because for the last 20 years, very few people have come forward and explained the work that they have been doing out in Nevada. And one of them was Bob Lazar, famous or infamous, depending upon one's point of view. I met Bob Lazar a little over 20 years ago, and he seemed to be quite straightforward. He was sort of shy, personable, wasn't looking for publicity, and he was quite matter-of-fact. And he claimed that he had been hired on to a facility called S4. It's about 12 miles south of Area 51, and he said that he was hired on to back engineer or retro engineer a flying disc that was in perfect condition, apparently. It had not crashed. And basically, he said, what they do is, in order to operate, is that they fold space. In other words, space-time is like a fabric, and they can fold it. Given enough power and certain technologies that obviously we were attempting to investigate. Well, to me, that was 20 years ago, and the Ben Rich lecture was 18 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it all falls into place.
All right, so events are starting to line up for you, but you said bending the space-time continuum, Tom, for you is possible if there's enough power and the right technologies. I'm going to put technologies aside for just a second, and let's talk about power, because even Ben Rich in his lecture said we can't get to the stars or even really faraway planets using fossil fuels, using the type of fuel technology that we had at that time.
That's right.
So the question is, and this is a question that I pose of you, what is this alternative fuel source, and is it under development today? Is it fully developed? Where do we stand with alternative fuels as you understand it?
Okay. Well, first of all, Ben Rich only stated that Lockheed Martin then had the technology to go to the stars. I didn't take that as a wild claim. I took that as a matter of fact. To me, this was a semi-deathbed confession, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the only one in the room who read it the way that I've just described it. In other words, he was trying to tell everybody what they had accomplished, and there was a way to go to the stars, but he wasn't about ready to come out and give the details.
Okay.
Specifically, he didn't want to end up in Fort Leavenworth.
Right, especially in front of those journalists and uniformed men. Probably not a good career decision or even a life decision.
That's right. Well, he specifically identified a couple of people from the CIA, and he realized that he was aware that he couldn't say certain things, but he went that far. Now, as far as the technology, like I say, he didn't say what it was, but there are other people, a few people, three that I know of, that have come forward in the last 20 years, one of them fairly recently, and have talked about what they were doing at this facility. It's my contention, of course, that for the last 60 years, the U.S. government has contracted Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and Boeing to develop anti-gravity technology. And specifically, they have understood, been able to understand, put it that way, how various crashed extraterrestrial craft work. And basically, they have reproduced this technology.
All right. Now, these three people that have come out, are they equally credible to Ben Rich in terms of their credentials and their backgrounds?
Well, I wouldn't know. There's no way of knowing that. Of course, Ben Rich died in 1995,
mm-hmm.
These people have simply come forward to describe what their experience was. Beyond Bob Lazar, there was a gentleman by the name of Captain Bill Uhouse, who fairly recently passed away as well. But he went on record to basically say that as a former military pilot and mechanical engineer, he was brought on to the S-4 facility in the same location, same descriptions, same security pass descriptions and what have you. He was brought on to the first level where they have a series of 9 hangars, sometimes full, sometimes partially full of a crashed or and recovered alien craft, and then reproduced vehicles as from our own aerospace company. In any case, his allegation was, at least, that he was brought on to develop and install a flight simulator for flying discs. In other words, there's apparently, this goes back some years, obviously there was a need to train people in order to understand how these objects operated and how they could be flown or operate.
All right.
And his work was to provide a simulator, just like a flight simulator for a Boeing 747, but this one was a little bit more exotic.
Right. We're talking to Tom Keller, the author of the book, The Total Novice's Guide to UFOs, What You Need to Know. Now, Tom, let's talk about this anti-gravity technology that these people have come forward and talked about. If this is true, two questions arise immediately. First of all, why don't we know more about it? Because, I mean, we're living in the age right now of instantaneous news, citizen journalists, WikiLeaks. How do you keep a story like this quiet in the first place?
Well, I don't know that it is quiet. if anyone were to put in any kind of effort at all to read books or watch videos or go to a local meeting of their mutual UFO network group, they would be able to find this information out. You just have to search for it. It's not going to come to you because, as far as I'm concerned, the U.S. government will not be announcing this any day soon. And why should they? You know, knowledge is power. And these devices have obviously been built for military purposes and also to develop, let's say, other technologies. And I don't see a formal announcement being coming out from the president on CNN saying that, gee whiz, we've been making up these stories for the last 60 years. We do have crashed flying discs, and we do have the capability to fly to the moon, to Mars, and to the stars.
Well, it brings up some interesting implications, Tom. I mean, first of all, if this news were to come out, what would it mean for the oil market, the financial markets, governments, and world politics? What are the implications of this?
Yeah, there are a lot of reasons why news like this does not come out. And one of them you've already spotted. It's big oil. Last time I checked, ExxonMobil was the largest private corporation in the world.
That is correct.
Last time I checked.
That's true. It still is today.
Yeah. I don't check these things every year, but they were not all that long ago. They have, I might also say that I used to work for Mobil Oil Corporation in their headquarters in New York City, so I have a sense of big oil myself. And they have an extremely large investment in oil and gas producing infrastructure. This includes what they call the oil patch, you know, all of these producing wells, whether they're on land or the oceans or the Gulf or wherever. They have local refineries. They have crude oil tankers, more refineries here. They have marketing and all the things that are going on. And I honestly believe that they'll continue to pump oil and pump natural gas until it goes to the last drop. Now, the thing is, there's a commercial on television, most recently, they had ExxonMobil petroleum engineer stand right up, and he said, "We have enough natural gas to pump out for the next 100 years." But the small print was they also have crude oil reserves to pump out for the next 100 years too. And I don't see them in any hurry to let this information out. Basically, it will put them out of business.
Right. Right. All right, well, we're going to have to leave it there, Tom. We've been talking to Tom Keller, author of the book, The Total Novice's Guide to UFOs, What You Really Need to Know. Tom, if people do want to learn more, they like what you say, they want to get some more details, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, I would suggest they start with my book. It's called The Total Novice's Guide to UFOs. My website is thetotalnovicesguide.com. They can also go to Amazon. They can go to any good bookseller.
And they can, of course, get it here at Ventura and Bank of Books, two locations to serve you, 748 East Main Street and 2682 East Main Street. Tom, thank you so much for being our special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, thanks again, Bill.
Thank you.